T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Kubota, Northeast Electrical, and Town Fair Tire. We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
.10:31 with Gresh and Keefe. Let's go to the Harbor One Hotline right now on this Patriots Friday. Even though it is a Monday night game, former Bills offensive lineman, so you know what that means, cerebral, smart, good talker, offensive lineman, all the same, baby, and the current radio color analyst for the Buffalo Bills, Eric Wood, is with Gresh and Keefe, talking the Monday night matchup. Man, Eric, why can't we get Sunday night football, man? We got to wait like through the whole weekend for this game to really kick off, and thanks for the time. And, Eric, I want to ask you about the state of Bills Mafia. The Patriots were bad last year. They're back now. Are Bills fans living in some sort of universe where they're completely freaking out again, that it looks like Bill Belichick and the Dark Knight might be ready to come into their town and do what he's always done?
Well, I like how you guys butter me up to start, and then you start asking me about Belichick and someone who, in my career, 18 games against the Patriots, we beat the Patriots 3 times. One was Deflategate, one the Patriots rested their starters, but heck, in 2011, in the third game of the season, we did beat you guys outright one time. And so, it's a ton of fun coming on with you guys today and rehashing all those memories. But to your point, you know, when Tom Brady moved on and so many opt-outs last year, it was easy to see that the Patriots were likely going to struggle. Now, the defense still played well, just not enough offensive production with Cam Newton at quarterback last year to make the playoffs. And then everybody in the league decides to let Mac Jones fall to the Patriots. And, you know, honestly, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but, you know, I assumed he would get better and better as the season went on. And obviously that's happened. And unfortunately for the Bills, they get the Patriots twice in December, because this was a different offense, not as nearly as productive early in the season. But they're playing some great ball. And to answer your question about Bills Mafia, no, I don't think they were ready for the Patriots to be back this quick with the dominant run they had for so long. It just felt like, with the parity that exists in the NFL, maybe everywhere except New England, that they just all assumed that New England would be down for at least a few years.
Well, Josh Allen, to me, Eric, is one of the most improved players over a 2-3 year span that we've ever seen. Runner-up in the MVP last year. How would you assess his play this year?
You know, the expectations are a lot higher this year, because statistically, Josh Allen's stats are almost identical to what they were a season ago. And some of the Bills' struggles, you know, the quarterback's always going to get way too much credit when everything's going good and way too much blame when things are going bad. But the issue lately has been the turnovers. In the first 7 games of the season, the Bills only have 6 total turnovers. In the last 4 games, they have 9. And that's where you've seen the Bills drop 2 games, one ugly loss against Indy, and then a real shocker at Jacksonville.
Eric Wood, Bills color analyst here. Well, this is on the Harbor One Hotline with Gresh and Keefe. Eric, when you look at Mac Jones, what do you see?
I see a quick decision maker. I see a guy that's very smart. Has the arm to make all the throws on the field, not an elite arm, but I don't think you have to be at this level. You know, Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks out there, not an absolute elite arm, but, you know, Mac Jones did it last year at Alabama, sat behind a couple really good quarterbacks, really proved he could do it last year, and then he's proving again this year. I think the play calling's been excellent this year. The talent that they've surrounded him with has been great. I mean, when you look at young quarterbacks, the tight end is often a young quarterback's best friend, and he's got a couple best friends. He got great tight ends, a strong running game, a good offensive line, a great offensive coordinator. That's an ideal situation to put a rookie quarterback into.
The numbers would tell you that the Bills are the sixth best team against the run. And yet a couple of weeks ago, Jonathan Taylor, who I know is having an unbelievable season, but he and the Colts ran for 264. Do the numbers lie a little bit, or is that sort of an outlier on how much the Colts were able to run against them?
Well, I'll say this. They've been consistent defending the run throughout the season, except for two of their losses, and that's Tennessee and Indianapolis. Now, against Indy, you have Star Latulele, the nose guard for the Bills, and probably their most physically imposing defensive lineman. He was out with COVID, and middle linebacker Tremaine Edmonds, who is their best physical presence at the linebacker level, he was out for the game as well. He missed with a hamstring. So that contributed to it. There was also early turnovers in the game that allowed Indy to simply just commit over and over and over to the run game. But that's obviously a concern for the Bills, but it hasn't been a common theme throughout the season, but it has been in a couple of their losses. So that's something that against this New England running game that that's definitely going to be a hot focus for the Bills this week.
Former Bills offensive lineman and their current radio color analyst, Eric Wood with Gresh and Keefe. You played in 120 NFL games and you chronicled your history with the Bills in dealing with Bill Belichick. As an offensive lineman, and in particular a center, what is it like to prepare for a Bill Belichick defense?
Well, you put all this work in during the week to prepare for the game, and then you always know that he's going to give you something a little different. And sometimes it's not easy to pick up just watching on TV or as a casual fan. Heck, sometimes it's hard for me to pick up even now in the booth as a radio analyst, but it's, you know, subtle differences and maybe the techniques that the defensive lineman in, or maybe they have a different pressure and maybe they're going to run different coverage. Maybe they're going to, you know, bracket a receiver that they want to completely take out of the game. You always know with a Bill Belichick defense that there's going to be something a little bit different in each game plan. But one of the things I respect the most about what Bill Belichick's done over the years is he adapts his defense to the personnel. He never asks guys to do stuff that they're incapable of doing. And, you know, they go from, you know, really, at the start of my career, they're playing a base 3-4, a true base 3-4. And then by the time my career ended, after the 2017 season, they were a four down front, and now they get to some three down line sets at times. But it's amazing how he just adapts either with the game or to his personnel.
Eric, how big of a loss is Tre'Davious White for the Bills' defense?
It's enormous. I mean, he's one of the best cornerbacks in the entire NFL. He's been there for so long. He takes away generally the team's best receiver if they decide that he's going to travel with a receiver for the game. So that's going to require Levi Wallace to step up into that number one cornerback role. And Levi Wallace has been picked on at times throughout his career. Now he's always been opposite Trey White, who has rarely missed any time. And so when you look at that, maybe it was just a product of he's an easier matchup for quarterbacks to go after. But it becomes a big loss for the Bills. You know, for cornerbacks, we talk about tight ends being a young quarterback's best friend. For cornerbacks, their best friend is a pass rush. And at times this year, the Bills have created a lot of pressure. Now, I think you have to be careful blitzing a guy that's as smart as Mac Jones and an offensive coordinator as smart as Josh McDaniels. So can this defensive line for the Bills create consistent pressure with just a four-man rush becomes a factor in this game and for the remainder of the season with Tre'Davious White out.
Eric, we hear the weather is going to be bad. Number one, what is the projection? You're there. And number two, is weather overrated? Because I know it's really tied into Mac Jones on the road, hostile environment, cold, possibly windy weather. You played in Buffalo a ton. Does the weather really matter at the end of the day?
Well, let me say this. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky right now, and it's almost 60 degrees, and I'm outside walking the dog.
So,
I am not in the elements up there, but trust me, I've been checking the forecast often, and I believe at game time it'll be somewhere around 30 degrees with a chance of precipitation, so it'll probably be that kind of wintry mix. I don't know if there will be accumulation, but it sounds like it's going to be some type of wintry mix. And yes, the weather can absolutely be a factor, because there's been times, especially this year in Buffalo, I feel like all of their games at home have been extremely windy. Well, that takes away some of that deep passing game that has been an enormous strength for the Bills. And so, depending on the weather, you know, it could play a factor. Does it benefit one team or the other at this point? Probably not. Both these teams are used to colder climate, colder games, maybe some precipitation.
What kind of dog do you have? You're out walking the dog. What kind of dog you got?
Black Lab. I bought her at a charity event in Buffalo in 2010.
Wow.
So she's getting up there.
Wow. Oh, only
an
one?
Old-timer. All right.
Just one.
Only one. Okay, there you go. Nice. Hey, Eric, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for having some fun with us. We'll catch you soon, and have a good broadcast on Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
There goes Eric Wood, former Bills offensive lineman. Couple of things in there. Mm-hmm. The wind in terms of the Bills' deeper passing game, I admit I didn't really kind of put two and two together maybe on that just yet, because, you know, you figured that the Bills know how to deal with it. But apparently the forecast, it's supposed to be windy, and it could be like a wind chill of like 12 or 11 degrees or something crazy like that.
Mac hasn't had a ton of cold games.
Nope.
So we'll see how he adjusts to that. And something that Curran hit on yesterday when we were talking about the two different quarterbacks is, if it's really windy and it comes down to, you know, who can throw it a little bit harder to kind of cut through the wind, maybe that is advantage Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's one of those, depending on where the wind is with you, you're exactly right. And is it going to be swirling, all that kind of stuff? Because, again, that stadium, I mean, it's barely a step above the old Foxborough Stadium.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not great.
It is ridiculously old. By the way, John has been telling us that apparently the folks in Buffalo are
off to a hot start of their show.
Yeah, we got some stuff coming up in the 11 o'clock hour from the folks in Buffalo. Hey, real quickly, special edition of NFL Sunday on Monday right here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network beginning at 6 p.m. So no Sunday, NFL Sunday. It's a special edition on Monday getting you ready for the Patriots and the Bills. The Celts start a 5-game road trip tonight, and guess who's out again? We'll fill you in next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.